boy.
This time it's not Biden and it's not Trump. It's a new one. Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence. Classified documents have been found in the Mike Pence home in Indiana. Are you kidding me with this? Now, if you remember, after going all the way back to when with the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, you got a texter who asked, what do you think is going to happen with all this? Is Trump going to be convicted and like sentenced to jail? Or is this going to keep him from running for president? And I said, and this is what I said back then, and it still hasn't changed. I don't think anything really is going to bad happen to any of these individuals. Nothing to Trump, nothing to Biden, nothing to Pence. But what will come about from this is some new regulations from Congress on how to handle classified documents. And I thought that when it was just Trump. Now with Biden being involved with it, then they got stuff from Hillary Clinton and now stuff from Mike Pence. Oh, forget about it. Now it's just about like, okay, this is too wide ranging to like convict people. It's obviously a rampant problem, handling of classified documents. And so there's going to be some new regulations, new rules on the handling of classified documents. At this point, if it hasn't come about that there obviously needs to be something done about it, then I mean, that's the obvious thing that's coming about, right? All right. Other top stories in the news. We have a federal agent who drove for Lyft and for Uber while on duty. It's one thing you want to do Uber and Lyft like on your as your side gig. That'd be like me sitting here doing the radio show, driving around in Uber right now. Like, sorry, sir, could you please be quiet back there? I'm in the middle of a segment talking about classified documents being discovered at Mike Pence's home. You could talk during the commercial break.
The traffic like, tips would be awesome, though.
That's true. That's true. I would just do the traffic reports. So right now, I'm stuck in traffic on Three Mile Bridge. And so it's really bad. Stop and go traffic right here. I'll let you know what's going on with the rest of the weather with Gracie with traffic on the fives. So, yeah, that'd be kind of crazy, though. Then other top stories in the news going on today. Finland's top diplomat has hinted at joining NATO without Sweden. This comes about as Turkey is pushing back on Sweden trying to join NATO. Then you also have the unemployment rate has dropped. We'll talk about that a little bit later next hour. But gas prices in the meantime have started to rise again. On average in the nation, they have increased 84 cents a gallon. Oh, oh boy. Then I guess right now the Oscar nominations are starting to come out. Like as we're speaking, Oscar nominations are rolling out here. Brendan Fraser was nominated for The Whale. And I don't know if you've seen that movie. I haven't seen it. I saw the trailer. It looks kind of weird to me. But Department of Justice has filed a second antitrust lawsuit against Google. They're looking to break up their ad business. Google, of course, owning not just Google, but YouTube and so many other different things. So they've sued them for antitrust again, looking to break up their ad business, which is also what the Department of Justice is looking to possibly do with Facebook. On Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, they're looking to try to break all these things up like that. Germany, yesterday we talked about one of the stories is Poland trying to request from Germany if they can send tanks to Germany, to Ukraine. Germany has now said that they will go ahead and send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine to help fight Putin's forces. Okay, there you go. And I got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major accidents to report. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect those everyday afternoon delays on the bridge due to construction. And then 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point. It's looking a bit heavier than usual. You're going to start seeing those slowdowns right around the Whataburger near the Pensacola Beach Bridge. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We do have reports of an accident on North Blue Angel Parkway. It's going to be in the northbound direction as you're getting closer to 98. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. Again, I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a text here. You said the gas prices are going up. They went up 84 cents the last month. Did they start going up as soon as elections were, shortly after the elections were over? Actually, coincidentally or not coincidentally, yes. good little detective work there. Other news here. Walmart is looking to increase their give pay raises next month. Walmart said that U.S. workers will get pay raises next month, increasing starting wages to between $14 and $19 an hour, depending on where you are in the country. 3,000 stores will get raises, increasing average pay to $17.50 an hour. It's currently average at $17 an hour. So there you go. And the current starting wages are between $12 and $18 an hour currently, but they're going to raise them between $14 and $19 an hour nationwide. In other news, an ex-FBI official has been arrested for taking money from a foreign agent and violating Russian sanctions. He's a retired top FBI counterintelligence agent. He led the Trump-Russia probe, and he was arrested for his own ties to a Russian oligarch. Oh, boy. Then San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Charles Omenihu was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. No word yet on whether he will be playing in the game this weekend. And Chris Stapleton and Babyface are going to sing at the Super Bowl pregame show. So that's going to be here before we know it, right around the corner as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around for that. Call right now, Bobby Rossi, coming up here in about 8 minutes. I gave you an update on Florida's gun sales last year and how it compared to other states in the union. And also, I've got some stories pertaining to electric vehicles here in the state of Florida, as well as nationwide, that are popping up as well. Later this hour at 4:56, 4:57, we have today's sign of the apocalypse. And this one deals with horoscopes. So we'll talk about that coming up here in about at 4:57. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And free tax assistance. United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. So it's VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So VITA is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. Volunteers will operate four sites throughout the tax season: Pensacola State College main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. Call 211 to schedule your time for the United Way of West Florida's VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Former VP Pence's Indiana home is the latest place classified documents have been discovered. As a result, the Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up at Pence's home. A renewed call for an assault weapons ban from President Biden following two mass shootings in California. California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. We talked about this yesterday, an update on the doomsday clock ticking even closer to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved the hands of the symbolic clock 10 seconds forward to 90 seconds to midnight. It's the closest the clock has been to symbolic doom since it was created more than 75 years ago. And finally, the nominations for the 2023 Academy Awards are out. Leading the way with 11 nominations is Everything Everywhere All at Once. Tied for second with 9 is All Quiet on the Western Front and The Banshees of Inisherin. Elvis third with 8, and also The Fablemans comes in fourth place with 7. Bobby, I apologize if you talked about this in the first segment, but the question is, you know, we've got all the documents at Biden's home. Now we've got Pence's home. So where are the who's the leak? Who's the source of these documents? What's the deal with that?
Well, that's a good question right there. I didn't talk about the leak part of it.
What did, was Mike Pence just going through some files and self-reported himself, or
that one I haven't seen because that does make you wonder, like, is this one like, man, sheesh, they found some,
or did somebody know about it and stuff. Just
Biden's got it, maybe I should check my closets.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, check my garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I check my garage next to my Corvette and see what I have. It does sound like he did self-report it. He had an attorney. Okay. Now, apparently he had previously stated that he didn't have any classified documents, but I guess he did a little search. This is what I read from who the source was. I don't know who the source was, but quote, a lawyer for Mike Pence found the documents at the former vice president's new home in Carmel, Indiana. I don't know why, but apparently that's how Biden's were found, by his lawyers. You know, so it's like, what are these lawyers just snooping around your house? I'd be like, get out of my house. What are you doing snooping around my house? But apparently the lawyers keep finding these classified documents.
Okay.
So, okay. I was saying about it earlier is, I said this after Mar-a-Lago. I said probably the biggest thing that will come out of the Mar-a-Lago raid is that we will eventually get new regulations for, I was saying, presidents. Now it's probably going to be a bigger swath than that, but new regulations pertaining to handling of classified documents.
Yeah.
Now it's looking like it's going to be a bigger swath. It's going to be vice presidents and possibly senators and things like that as well. So I still think that's going to be the biggest thing. I don't think there's going to be indictments and things like that. I think what's going to happen is, man, this is affecting a lot of people. I mean, some of the documents found on Biden recently was when he was senator. So this is not just a president, vice president issue.
You know, how far back are we going? I mean, are we going to, you know, Millard Fillmore's great-great-grandchildren saying, hey, what do you have?
Yeah, what do you got? We need to send some attorneys in there because apparently the lawyers know how to find classified documents. They can sniff them out. They just sniff them out. No, I think at some point they're just going to have to go, okay, we got to stop the investigations and instead come up with regulations. And then to basically say, look, everyone, if you're a former senator and you've got documents in your house or in a storage unit or in your garage, whatever it might be, sift through them. This is how we want them to be handled. That's really what needs to happen at this point. At this point, Congress probably needs to get together and go, here's how we want classified documents to be handled. And so going forward, everybody do a search. No matter where you are, do a search. And if you find classified documents, this is how we want you to handle it going forward. We want you to turn them into this and do that and blah, blah, blah. And then from here on out, this is how they'll be handled from now on. Something like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the answer for it, obviously, but that's probably what's going to happen. It's just going to take time because, you know, it's DC.
Right.
Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are looking pretty good right now. We do have some slight delays getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge in the eastbound direction. We had some debris on the roadways and then people going and getting the debris off of the road. So we are seeing some slowdowns. I did see them get it all cleaned up and move out the way. So hopefully it'll be cleared up soon. But again, that's eastbound getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Also, we have an accident on Mobile Highway. This is going to be just north of Massachusetts Avenue, seeing slow moving traffic backed up to around the Walmart Supercenter. So it is backed up just a bit on Highway 90 heading northbound. And then on Blue Angel Parkway, we also have an accident in the northbound direction right before the 98 intersection. So we are seeing some slowdowns as you're moving again northbound right before you get to the Winn-Dixie. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Well, first of all, we got a text here. It says, what a bunch of buffoons. Yeah, or maroons. How can we not call people maroons anymore, like back in the olden days? What a maroon! I think we need to start using that those kinds of terms. But yes, they all are. Coming up here next, how was Florida's gun sales in 2022 compared to the rest of the country? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So in 2020, gun sales surged, at least according to the background checks that the FBI does. Had 39 million background checks in 2020. That was just as the COVID-19 began. They declined ever since. Declined in 2021. And then significantly declined in 2022. So what about the state of Florida? We had about 76.9 FBI background checks per 1,000 people, 76.9. We dropped down to 66.3. Where does that fall nationwide? 33rd. We're actually down on the bottom half of gun sales, at least per capita. Overall, it's still, we still had the third most with 1.47 million background checks. Top was Kentucky. Kentucky was the only state that actually went up in their background checks, followed by Illinois, Utah, Indiana, and Minnesota. Alabama came in sixth, but it was significantly down for 2021. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you before we get into your sports hit. And actually, I got another story I want to share before I get into the sports hit. But classified documents discovered at Mike Pence's Indiana home now. Discovered by a lawyer, apparently. I don't know how these lawyers keep on finding stuff. They just, they're like bloodhound dogs for classified documents. Just bring a lawyer in your home, like, I smell something. What's that I smell? Can I walk around your house? Yeah, sure. Feel free. En mi casa es su casa. And they start walking around. What's in this closet? I'm like, I don't know. I never opened that closet. I've opened that closet in 3 years. I open up the closet. There's classified documents in here. Is that how it happens? How do these lawyers keep finding the classified documents? Anyway, Finland's top diplomat hints at joining NATO solo. Without Sweden, as Turkey as opposed to Sweden joining NATO. Gas prices are on the rise again. It went up 84 cents a gallon on average around the country. Based on the story about the classified documents rising, I was saying, I really feel like the biggest thing that's going to come about from all this is not really going to be any indictments or anything like that. It's probably going to be just a whole new set of regulations and rules pertaining to the handling of classified documents. Got a text here, says, it would be interesting to see what the current procedures are for handling classified documents. It would be, because I guess that's the issue, particularly with Trump's case. I can't say about the other ones because I haven't really delved deep into the Biden one or the Hillary Clinton. They would discover some from Hillary Clinton or from Mike Pence. I haven't delved deep into those, but I do know that was the issue with Donald Trump and the Mar-a-Lago case, is that they felt like he already violated the handling of classified documents. My guess is that, my assumption would be that that's the same thing with Biden, with Pence, with all these other ones, is that they weren't handled properly. That's why it's such a big deal. So you're right. I would be interested to see what the current procedures are and why is it so hard for these individuals to follow. Another text here says, maybe the folders binding classified documents should have that theft protection devices that set off alarms if they go through an exit from a government office building. That way, Documents can only be reviewed on site. I guess that's the big question right there is like, when are you allowed to take classified documents off of out of the White House or out of the Capitol building or out of the Pentagon? Like, that's the question, right? It seems kind of strange. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we get into the sports hit real quick, I do want to share this story that is pertaining to that's pertaining to the guns. All right, we talked about Florida ranked 33rd in the nation with the most guns sold per capita last year. 33rd in the nation. That's not a whole lot, right? I mean, we're down on the bottom. But overall, we're the third most gun sales just because of our population. Now, I saw this story and, you know, because now you've got President Biden talking once again about some sort of assault weapons ban. You've got, it seems like anytime there's mass shootings, there's always talk about we just got to get rid of guns. I saw a congressman from California last week coming out on his social media and basically saying it's time for us to just ban all guns in the country to stop these shootings. And of course, I'm just like, oh my gosh, do you not follow news around the world anywhere? Banning guns does not stop shootings. It just stops good guys from having guns. It's just like, wow. But anyway, so then I saw this. The Vermont Supreme Court has just upheld a law that will allow non-citizens to vote. Now, granted, it is only in local municipal elections, but what if that local municipal election is voting on something about guns? Like, oh, I don't know. What if it is them saying, we'll allow anybody to be able to own a firearm. You don't have to be a citizen. You can own a firearm. Or what if it's, we want to ban all firearms in our local municipality. And maybe foreigners coming from out of state, coming from a place where they're not used to guns, firearms, are like, yeah, we don't want guns in our community. And they ban them, getting rid of the Second Amendment for the citizens there. I don't know, it just made me think, it was shocking to me to see that. Vermont upholding a law allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect that everyday afternoon delays on the bridge due to construction. Our slowdowns at 98 and North Blue Angel have cleared up. We are seeing some slow traffic on Lillian Highway. This is going to be where Lillian Highway meets 98 and turns into Dog Track Road. Expect some slowdowns in both directions there. Other than that, we are looking good. Our slowdowns on Mobile Highway due to the accident near Massachusetts Avenue has cleared up as well. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. TNT has the NBA tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. And then when that game's over, TNT will have the Clippers against the Lakers. So the big LA battle right there around 9 o'clock on TNT tonight. NCAA men's basketball is going to be on ESPN and ESPN2 and ACC Network and a whole bunch. Beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN, you got Ohio State playing Illinois. And also at six on ESPN2, LSU plays Arkansas. Then the later game on ESPN at 8 o'clock is going to be North Carolina against Syracuse. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus with, Florida Panthers are going to be playing at 6 o'clock against Pittsburgh. Also at 6, Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Minnesota. Then in sports news, we've got the Kevin Durant's knee is improving, but the Brooklyn Nets star is going to miss at least 2 more weeks. Bronny James, LeBron James' son, is headlining the McDonald's All-American list. In the NFL, 49ers defensive end Charles Omenihu has been arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. No word if he's going to still be able to play in this week's game. Aaron Rodgers has opened up about reworking his deal if he plays in 2023. The Alabama offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien, former NFL coach, has returned to the Patriots as their new offensive coordinator. And finally, the NFL has revealed their Super Bowl officials, and this one may not make you happy. The ref who's called the most penalties this year is going to lead the crew. That does not bode well for the Super Bowl. That does not bode well at all. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. I want to bring up some stories about electric vehicles here real quick. Well, first of all, here in the state of Florida, the Florida Senate Committee on Transportation met earlier today, and they started discussing fees for electric vehicles, like extra fees. The reason why, you know, this has come up, and there's been legislation like this filed in 31 states so far, just in the past few years. And the reason why is because gas, like gas and diesel, have an extra tax in there or an extra fee in when you go pay for a tank of gas. There's a little bit of a fee in there, and part of that fee goes to maintaining the roads and around the country, around the state, sorry, around the state. So if you're driving an all-electric vehicle and you're not filling up gas, you're not contributing to road maintenance. So now they're talking about having an extra registration fee to basically help offset that. So that's being discussed today here in the state of Florida. My guess is yes, it will pass. We're seeing things like this happening all the time. It may not pass this year, but it's going to pass eventually. You're seeing more and more concern. People, man, there's starting to become so many electric vehicles on the road, but those electric vehicles aren't paying their fair share in road maintenance like people who are driving combustion engines are. We're seeing this kind of fair share and this fair equal thing happening more and more. We saw it with the online sales tax, where for the longest time, you could go buy, say a computer, and you go buy it at the store, and you're going to pay sales tax at the store, but you could buy it online from some retailer and you might not have to pay sales tax depending on who you get it from. And so states started passing bills saying, no, you've got to pay online sales tax as well, because it balances it out, makes it equal, right? And so this is why you're probably going to get that with the electric vehicles. Right now, you've been driving an electric vehicle, technically you've been getting away with a little bit less registration fees than you would if you drive a combustion vehicle. So now they're trying to balance that out. Speaking of electric vehicles, apparently President Biden is trying to, he's trying to entice, in fact, I got this from the Associated Press. Let me just read, read the headline. Joe Biden's next climate hurdle, enticing Americans to buy green. So then the article goes in and talks about how he's trying to push to Americans to buy green, particularly electric vehicles, in order to fight climate change, and how he's already got billions of dollars allotted to fight climate change. But now he's trying to convince, you know, his job is to convince or entice you and me to do that, to go buy green vehicles, to buy electric vehicles. My first reaction to that was, if it was such a good deal, you wouldn't have to entice Americans. But that's what the thing has come down to. Electric vehicles are not really that great of a deal. And so you constantly have to try to entice Americans to go buy something. You don't have to entice them if it's a good deal. That's what it comes down to. And that's why electric vehicles, that's why forever they just offered all of these tax incentives. You buy an electric car, we'll give you a $10,000 tax rebate. $5,000 tax rebate, because when you looked at the numbers financially, it didn't make sense. So they said, well, we're going to make it make sense. We're going to give you a tax rebate. Well, eventually when that tax rebate went away, the only way it makes sense is the cool factor. It's cool. I want to have a cool electric vehicle because, you know, we've gone over it so many other times. I like electric cars. I think they're cool. There's a cool factor about them. They're fun to drive, but the electricity often comes from fossil fuel sources. The materials going in to make the lithium batteries is not green and not efficient. And the recyclable aspect of it, nope, not there. Then, of course, you have all the problems with combusting, you know, spontaneous combustion after a storm, getting salt water on the engine, and all these other problems, right? So they're not really appealing to the vast majority of Americans still. And that's why they're having to entice us, because it's not really a good deal. All right, last story here pertaining to climate change and global warming and all this other stuff like that. Bill Gates, who's been a big advocate to try to fight climate change, he's spending a lot of his billions on doing just that. Well, he's got a group that he's backed called Rumen 8. They're actually based out of Australia. And this new group is apparently trying to reduce livestock emissions. Now, this has been something that's been huge in Europe and in places like New Zealand, trying to figure out how to reduce livestock emissions. Now, if you don't know what that means, well, this is what they're doing. Rumen 8 is trying to stop cows from burping. Yep, going to stop cows from burping. They've been doing tons and tons of research on trying to figure out supplements that they can give cows that would keep them from burping. Yeah, eventually maybe they'll be able to stop, you know, farting too. And then maybe they can rework that sucker, those supplements, so it can work on humans. Beano. It's like Beano for cows. That's what it'd be. It'd be like Beano for cows. I got a couple of texts here, and then we'll get a quick break. I noticed that the news specifically pointed out that the tragic house fire in Cantonment was caused by a gasoline vehicle in the garage, almost like they were critical of gas cars. Pro-electric. Yeah, very good point. When Air Force One is electric, I'll get an electric car. Yeah, there you go. That's funny. We don't see Joe Biden selling his Corvette in the news anytime soon. Maybe he's converting it to an electric Corvette. Maybe he's got some sort of electric conversion kit. How about stopping camels from spitting next? Yeah, so once we're going to stop cows from burping, next stop camels from spitting. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Expect your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as slow-moving traffic on 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is going to be a bit slower than usual. You're going to start seeing slowdowns right around the Pensacola Beach sign as you are getting out of Gulf Breeze and heading towards Tiger Point. Also have some slow-moving traffic on the 3 Mile Bridge getting into Gulf Breeze. This is going to be on the second half of the bridge after the hump as you're heading southbound. Don't have reports of an accident or anything, so if you have any details, please call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Somebody just sent me a text. Says, I relate this to what you were just saying, Bobby. I saw this the other day. It's a meme that shows a train just filled with train cars, just one after another, filled with coal. And it says, oh, look, electric car fuel. That's good stuff. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we have today's sign of the apocalypse. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Yeah, Bobby, the U.S. is reportedly finalizing plans to send U.S.-made tanks to Ukraine. CNN cited three American officials who said an announcement about the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be made this week. Walmart is raising its minimum wage to $14 an hour. It's about a 17% raise for its store workers beginning in March. The retail giant is also adding more perks, including adding more degrees to its program that covers college tuition. And retail giant Amazon is adding a prescription drug discount program. Amazon will launch RX Pass, a subscription service for customers who have Prime memberships. Users would pay $5 a month to fill as many prescriptions as they need from a list of about 50 generic medications.
Yeah, there you go. You know, yesterday you mentioned about M&M's getting rid of their
spokes candies.
Yeah, spokes candies. I saw this from the Babylon Bee, the satirical website.
Yeah.
M&M's is introducing the first trans character who identifies as a Skittle. So
nice.
So I just thought that was funny. But no, you don't want to eat an M&M. I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're eating an M&M, but it ends up being a Skittle. It's when you're expecting one thing and it's something else.
Like it doesn't chip a tooth doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Today's sign of the apocalypse. Apparently, more Americans know their horoscope sign than their blood type. Yeah. Blood type's a little bit more important, but more Americans know their horoscope sign. And I'm not really sure what my blood type is.
I'm about to say, I don't think I know mine either, and I do know my horoscope, so like...
I know my horoscope.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Aquarius, but I can't remember my blood type. I knew it at one point.
This is embarrassing.
Local talk in the morning.